24 VOA Afrique.
Hello and welcome to lesson number 66 of English USA. Bonjour et bienvenue à la leçon numéro 66 d'English USA. Aujourd'hui, nous accompagnons Martin Lerner à bord d'une plateforme de forage, en anglais offshore rig. Offshore rig, dans le golfe du Mexique. In the Gulf of Mexico. Il va interroger un pilote d'hélicoptère. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre d'autres termes relatifs aux professions, aux métiers et aux domaines de l'emploi. Par exemple, une expression de base, « What do you do ?»« Que faites-vous ?» Ou bien, « What's your job ?»« Quel est votre travail ?» Autre expression, « Tell me about your work ?»« Parlez-moi de votre travail. »« What is it like ?» C'est comment ou que faites-vous dans votre travail?
Let's go inside. It's quiet inside.
Good idea.
What does everyone do?
Tell me all about this oil rig.
I can't tell you all about it. I'm just a helicopter pilot. We'll ask some of the workers. They can tell you what they do.
Where is the rig exactly?
We're in the Gulf of Mexico, about 100 miles from Texas and Mexico. This is called an offshore rig. The workers on the rig are drilling for oil in the Gulf.
Is that like drilling for oil on land?
I think so. We can ask the men working here. You have all these machines and equipment drilling for oil, but we're in the middle of all this water.
Do the men live here?
Yes, for a short time. Then they have vacation at their homes on land. That's one of the things I do. I take them back and forth to land. It's like going to a job in another city.
Does the rig stay here when they find oil?
Not this rig. This is a drilling rig. When they find oil, this rig goes to another place. They bring another rig for pumping the oil. The work is different.
Do some men live on that rig?
Yes, a smaller number of men live on that rig.
The rig has to be very strong, doesn't it?
Of course. There are many storms here. The rig must be very strong.
What is your job?
I pilot the helicopter. That's it. I fly from Texas or Louisiana to the rig. Then I go back. I bring men, supplies, equipment, whatever's needed. I take the workers back and forth. I fly the owners here to the rig sometimes. I carry the supervisors back to meetings.
Is there a lot of flying?
Every day. People go back and forth all the time. There's always something to carry. Would you like to take a tour of the rig?
I would like that very much.
I'll find a supervisor.
Vous pouvez poser des questions assez simples concernant le travail ou la profession de quelqu'un. Par exemple, What do you do? Je pense que vous connaissez bien maintenant. Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Quelle est votre profession? Écoutez ces exemples qui suivent.
What do you do?
I fly a helicopter.
What is your job?
I'm a helicopter pilot.
Essayez de répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner. Par exemple, il vous demandera What do you do? Répondez comme vous pouvez.
What do you do? Do you have a job? What is your job? Thanks. That was very interesting. May I ask some questions about being a pilot?
Sure.
Continuons dans ce domaine de travail et des questions qui ont attrait à votre travail ou vos activités professionnelles. On recommence par la question de base qui est bien sûr « What do you do ?» Que faites-vous ?« What do you do ?» Ou bien « Tell me about your work. Tell me about it. Tell me about your work. » Vous pouvez répéter après moi. Vous êtes avec un ami ou une amie. et vous êtes à leur endroit de travail, mais vous ne savez pas tout à fait ce qu'ils font, alors vous leur demandez « Tell me about your work. What is it like? What is it like? » Qu'est-ce que c'est comme travail? What is your job? Là, dans le contexte même ou le lieu du travail, vous ne comprenez pas tout à fait ce que fait votre ami ou votre amie et vous lui dites What is your job? Quel est votre travail? Ou bien, si vous connaissez la profession de votre ami, vous leur dites, OK, par exemple, You are a mechanic. Vous êtes mécanicien. You are a mechanic. Tell me about your job. Dites-moi un peu ce que vous faites dans votre travail. Tell me about your job. What do you do? La personne pourrait répondre, I repair machines. I repair engines. Des machines, des engins. Je répare des machines, je répare des engins. Ou bien, I fix equipment. Je répare des équipements de bateaux ou quelconque. You're a mechanic. Tell me about your job. What do you do? Do you repair machines? Do you repair engines? Do you fix equipment? Ou bien, si vous demandez la question, What is your job? Les réponses possibles sont infimes. Par exemple, I'm a pilot. Je suis pilote. I'm a mechanic. Je suis mécanicien. I'm an engineer. I'm a doctor. Je suis médecin. I'm a teacher. Je suis enseignant. I'm a lawyer. Je suis avocat. I'm a farmer. Je suis fermier. I'm a businessman. Je suis un homme d'affaires. Ou bien, I'm a businesswoman. Je suis une femme d'affaires. I'm a director. Je suis un directeur. What is your job? C'est la question que vous demanderez à la personne. What is your job? What do you do? Tell me about your work. What is it like? Écoutez la première partie de notre 66e leçon. You have just heard part one of lesson number 66. Dans quelques instants, nous entamerons la seconde partie. Nous y parlerons du travail et des emplois. Donc, restez à l'écoute. Stay with us. Un grand merci pour votre correspondance. Malheureusement, il n'est pas possible de vous envoyer du matériel écrit ou des cassettes. Il est clair qu'il n'est pas facile de suivre un cours en anglais sans matériel écrit. Les cours d'anglais English USA servent à vous familiariser avec l'anglais américain à travers les personnages que vous entendez et d'apprendre quelques expressions utiles. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Welcome back to lesson number 66, part 2, on The Voice of America. Nous retrouvons maintenant Martin Lerner en conversation avec un pilote d'hélicoptère, a helicopter pilot. Ils sont à bord d'une plateforme de forage, un offshore rig, dans le golfe du Mexique. Vous allez vous familiariser avec les expressions concernant le travail et l'emploi. What do you do? Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Autre question que demande par exemple Martin Lerner au pilote. How long have you been a pilot? Depuis combien de temps êtes-vous pilote? How long have you been a pilot? Autre question. What kind of training do you have? Quelle formation avez-vous reçue? What kind of training do you have? Tell me about your work. Parlez-moi de votre travail. Écoutez.
Would you rather take it in the other room? This is very comfortable, and the coffee is good. Thanks. Are all the men working?
Some are working, some are sleeping. Nobody comes here after lunch. The men come here after work. It'll be busy soon.
What about the men who work at night?
Sometimes they come early in the morning, but they usually come after they sleep.
How long have you been a pilot?
A helicopter pilot? 18 years. I flew before that, though.
What do you mean?
I had a pilot's license before I became a helicopter pilot. I flew light airplanes, you know, the little ones.
When did you start flying?
When I was 15 years old. I had a pilot's license before I could drive a car. My dad was a pilot.
What kind of training do you have?
Do you mean for flying a helicopter?
Yes.
I was in the Army. I trained in the Army. I always wanted to fly. That's why I joined the Army. I knew they would train me and give me experience.
Did you always want to be a helicopter pilot?
I don't think so. I can't remember exactly. I became interested after I joined the Army. I was amazed.
A helicopter amazed you?
Yes, I couldn't believe them.
What do you mean?
I couldn't believe they could fly, but I wanted to try it.
Which is more difficult to fly, a plane or a helicopter?
A small plane is easy.
Have you flown a military plane or a large, fast plane?
No, I think the flying is similar. A helicopter is maybe harder at low speeds and hovering.
Tell me about hovering.
You know what that means, don't you? The helicopter just stays in one place in the air. It's like it just sits there in space.
That looks easy.
But it isn't. The wind moves the helicopter. The pilot keeps it steady.
It was windy when we landed on the rig.
That's what I mean. You have to be very careful.
Is the training for airplane and helicopter pilots the same?
No, it's not the same. It's similar. Much of the training is the same, but some things are different. Helicopters are much slower than jet planes.
That sounds like a good thing to me.
Maybe you're right.
Are helicopters safe?
Sure. They're safer than jet planes.
Why?
They can go slow, very slow. If the engine fails, they are better than a plane. You can come down in a helicopter safely. Hey, Charlie. This is Charlie Swope, Martin.
Hello, Charlie. I'm Martin Lerner.
I'm happy to meet you. We don't have many visitors.
What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
What kind of engineer?
I'm a mechanical engineer.
Maintenant, exercez-vous à poser des questions. Rappelez-vous la question clé. What do you do? Qu'est-ce que vous faites? Martin vous présentera deux individus qui travaillent sur une plateforme de forage, un offshore rig. Vous leur demanderez ce qu'ils font. Attention, les voilà.
Hello, this is Charlie. This is Billy Mitchell. This is Saul Yoder.
Hey, turn that down.
please. Thanks. I want you to meet Martin Lerner. He wants to ask you some questions about the rig, okay?
Sure.
I don't mind.
Why
Go
not?
Ahead.
Autre question qui a trait avec le travail. How long have you been a pilot? Pour combien de temps êtes-vous pilote? How long have you been a pilot? Ou bien, how long have you been a doctor? How long have you been a worker? How long have you been a mechanic? À votre tour de demander la même question. Allez-y. La personne vous dit, I'm a pilot. Vous demandez tout de suite, how long? Allez-y. I'm an engineer. À vous de me demander cette fois-ci. Allez-y. Et si vous voulez aller encore plus loin, vous pouvez demander la question « What kind of engineer are you? » Quelle sorte d'ingénieur êtes-vous? Si vous voulez encore plus de précision. Donc, la première question serait la personne vous dit « I'm an engineer. » Vous leur demandez « How long have you been an engineer? » Et vous pouvez aussi leur demander « What kind of engineer are you? » Quelle sorte ou quel genre d'ingénieur êtes-vous? Quelle sorte d'ingénieur êtes-vous? À ce moment-là, la personne peut répondre « I'm an electrical engineer. » Ou bien I'm a mechanical engineer, un ingénieur mécanicien. Ou bien, I'm a chemical engineer, un ingénieur chimiste. Alors, vous voyez, il y a énormément de possibilités. Autre question avec kind, c'est-à-dire genre. What kind, quel genre de ou quelle sorte de. What kind of training do you have? Quel genre de formation avez-vous? What kind of training do you have? C'est une question qui revient à la même question de base. Vous pouvez tout simplement répondre I'm a pilot. Voilà, c'est ma formation, je suis pilote. I'm a pilot. What kind of training do you have? I'm a chemical engineer. What kind of training do you have? I'm an automobile mechanic. What kind of training do you have? Demandez cette question à votre voisin ou à vous-même. À haute voix. What kind of training do you have? That's it for lesson number 66 of English USA. Et voilà pour cette leçon numéro 66 d'English USA. What do you do? Que faites-vous comme travail? What kind of training do you have? Quelle formation avez-vous? Tell me about your work. Parlez-moi de votre travail. Ce sont là des questions de base lorsque vous vous renseignez d'une personne et de son travail. Bonne chance et pratiquez comme vous le pouvez. Until next time. Goodbye.
Vous aimeriez mieux parler anglais? Écoutez Michel Joseph du lundi au vendredi à 21h temps universel, le samedi à 20h30 et le dimanche à 18h30 sur VOA Afrique. VOA Afrique, dites-le à un ami.
Yeah, yeah, you are my African queen. Like the sun, light up the earth, you light up my life. You're the only one I ever.
ever see with a smile so bright. And just yesterday, you came around my way. You changed my whole scene way with your astonishing beauty. Oh, you couldn't make a brother sing. No ordinary thing, a supernatural being. And no, you are brighter than the moon, brighter than the star. I love you just the way you are. And you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been, yeah. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Oh, you are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. You stand as one, the outstanding one. I look into your eyes, girl, what I see is paradise. Hey, you captivated my soul. Now every day I want you more. I cannot deny this feeling I'm feeling inside. No one cannot take your place. You cannot take your space. That is a fact I cannot erase. And no, you are the one that makes me smile, make me float like a boat upon the Nile. You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. You take me where I've never been. You make my heart go ding-a-ling-a-ling. Yeah. You are my African queen, the girl of my dreams. And you remind me of a thing, and that is the African beauty. You are my African queen, and I know, oh yes, I know. You are my African queen, and I know. See, I know what I am feeling in my heart and in my soul. Oh, I know that it's this love. And I know that this love was surely sent from up above. Cause you're the only one that I think of. You are my African queen. And I know that this means that you're the only one that I will serve. I'll give you my heart, my love, my body and my money. Every other thing you think of. In a man, who could think of anything better than you? Who could think of ever hurting you? Sacrifice my all, I'll give it all to you. You are my African queen, for real. You are my African queen, the girl of my dream. The girl of my dream, where I've never been. Oh,
écoutez VOA Afrique.
Political upheavals. my mind trying to rest during times of political unrest. Negotiate with you to get in for free, and maybe that's how it was meant to be, because I fell in love with freedom without no fee. I fell in love with you and your mirror spirituality. I fell in love with you, G. Believe me, I'm infidelity like fidelity and authority. Wedded to you like tyranny is to minority, like rebellion is to poetry, like my heart is to you, G. And I will say your name, G, cause all the same, G, you are the ink of this poetry. Your name is in my mind first thing in the morning and last thing in the evening. So your name is the last thing I'll say in this outpouring, G.
Avec la meilleure musique et des infos de la Voix de l'Amérique.
Well, in come the thing them called Sean DePaul, alongside the Saturdays. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, why are we all waiting so long? I'm suffocating.
Oh, why are we all waiting so long? I'm suffocating.
Boys, now or never, time we got together. Been a long time coming, now I need that loving. I like the way it sees me, but let's just make this easy. We could switch roles and I'll take the lead. You're so far behind me. You know what I need. I'm not gonna stop. Whatever the weather, we gon' be better together. So what's up, baby? What about
us? Ready if you gonna give me this love, my girl?
I've been watching and waiting. Why don't you give it and take it? So what's up, baby? What about us? What you doing? Turn, so give it to me. Why are we waiting? I know what you need, and I'm not gonna stop. Whatever the weather, we gon' be better together. So what's up, baby? What about
us? Ready if you gon' give me this love, my girl?
I've been watching and waiting. Why don't you give it and take it? So what's up, baby? What about us? What you doing?
Just believe. Girl,
girl, you know my feeling is real. Let me show you right now what's the deal. Make we get this relationship. Give it the thing, make you feel alright. Yeah. Give it a touch, tell me how you like. I'm gonna keep you satisfied. Girl, if you give me all tonight. Why are we waiting? Deliberating, anticipating. Girl, if you give me this night, alright.